Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Pádraic Lodge is here with the sports news now, and it's all about the League of Ireland.
Yep, the only show in town last night, Maggie, a full programme of league fixtures. And first half goals by Dawson Devoy and James Clark gave Bohemians a 2-0 win over the leaders Shamrock Rovers at Dalymount Park. Bows are now 9 points behind Rovers in the table, although they do have 2 games in hand, so it's a hint that a title race might be starting to build. And the Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley spoke afterwards to John Kenny.
We are a million miles off what to record in any game, but especially this type of game, we're a million miles off. And as a result, they were 2 up and possibly could have been 3 or 4, to be honest. We were that far off the levels, and that's football. That's Dublin derbies.
Yeah, why do you think that was? I mean, they seemed to go at you right from the very start. Were you not prepped or something? Were you not ready for it?
Look, there's loads of aspects that we have to try and understand and why we are so far off in the first half. You've got to credit Bows, they were good, but we were a million miles off the game and in every aspect, in every way. And you don't win games of football in this league if you're that far off the levels, and we were in the first half.
What did you say to your team at half time? How could you turn it around?
We were in the game. I think you could see second half with the opportunities. Second half, we were a lot better, and one of them goes in, it's a different game, but yeah. It's not us. We don't show up like that in games like this and think you can win them. That's not how we operate, and tonight we did in the first half, and like I said, we gave ourselves too much today.
Sure, final question for me. Damien Duff's departure yesterday came sudden. Were you surprised?
I'm first of all sad to see him leave Shelbourne and the league as a whole. He's obviously a very good manager, coach, he's a good person, and he was very, very good for the league. So sad to see him go, and hopefully he's back in the league at some point. But look, I'm sure he has his reasons for making that decision. You've got to respect that.
That's Stephen Bradley. Shelbourne drew 2-2 with Waterford at the RSC. Harry Woods scored both goals. We'll be hearing from the Shelbourne camp later in the programme. Northern Ireland international Liam Boyce was on the score sheet for Derry City in their 1-0 win over St Pat's in Inchicore. Sligo Rovers won 2-1 at home to Galway United, while Cork City and Drogheda United drew 1-1 at Turner's Cross. The Donegal County Board says it's regrettable and disappointing that their All-Ireland quarter-final against Monaghan has been fixed for next Saturday rather than Sunday. Donegal played Louth last Sunday and asked for an extra day's recovery. A statement from the board points out that this weekend's game will be Donegal's 9th championship match in the space of 12 weeks and claims that the welfare of their players was not adequately considered in the decision-making process. Alex Dunn will become the first Irish driver to participate in a Formula One weekend in over 2 decades at this week's Austrian Grand Prix. The 19-year-old from County Offaly will compete in first practice on Friday in place of Lando Norris. In snooker, Aaron Hill secured a spot in August's Wuhan Open, winning his qualifier 5-1 against England's Sam Craigie. Antrim's Jordan Brown also qualified, while Ken Doherty faces Ben Wollaston today. And finally in racing, there was a double for young claiming rider Nicola Burns at Ballinrobe. She rode Heather to victory in the Phillies handicap and steered Magnetic North to success in the Gain handicap.
All right, thank you very much, Pádraic, and we'll talk to you again in under an hour's time.